Good evening. My name is Kieran Ahern, and I am so honored to be up here giving a speech this afternoon. I must admit, I'm not sure that I factored in having to write a speech when I set my mind to being valedictorian 4 years ago, but here we are. Being only a novice speechwriter, I was uncertain at first what to say. I will admit, I ran a few Google searches of valedictorian speech. I even thought to look up valedictorian speech cliches, just in case I wanted to throw a few in, and I did. Since then, only a few weeks ago, I've heard so much advice about what to write about, who to listen to, what I should actually say. After a while, I realized it was too much, and I figured I should just write about what I would recommend to anybody, should they ever come to me for advice. Mild disclaimer, I'm uncertain who decided that the valedictorian was qualified to suddenly start giving life advice. But while I've got you here, I want to take this time to remind everyone that only through working hard to achieve your goals is it possible to derive personal satisfaction and any sense of satisfaction or fulfillment, and that only this process can create a semblance of meaning in this life that strives to deny any. Too often in the modern perception, it's the pursuit of joy tied to materialism, consumerism, absurd metrics of success like income or wealth, the number of friends we claim, the measure of time spent at leisure, etc. We've conflated these goals, the pursuit of happiness and the pursuit of material wealth. And now we are all struggling to deal with the ramifications of having forgotten what true meaning really provides. As humanity grows in technological might, accompanied by the greatest improvements in quality of life our species, or any species, has ever experienced, we see little such improvements in reported happiness. So why, when we live in the greatest moment of human prosperity, at an age when we would appear as gods to our ancestors, are we no more happy than they, and possibly less so? I must admit, I can speak little to statistics, but from a merely observational and admittedly anecdotal perspective, I, and no one I know, are as happy as our worldly measures would predict. Again, why is this so? How have we fooled ourselves into believing that happiness is a commodity to be so simply bought and sold? This is purely rhetorical, of course. The answer is that the insidious tentacles of neoliberalism and its excessive consumerism and consumption have penetrated all levels of society, destroying any semblance of meaning and their last defenses in the face of all-consuming despair. Oh wait, sorry, I forgot this wasn't a debate round. We have lost control of our lives in our desperate rat race, and seeded away opportunities for true effort and outlets for our passions. In the face of this daunting realization, we are forced to face a simple truth. We exist in a vast, purely entropic system that is simply marching to eventual energy death. Chaos theory dictates that everything is utterly random and nonsensical. If everything is purely arbitrary, what then is keeping us from achieving our goals or attaining happiness? If nothing truly matters, on the grand scale of the universe, then what prevents each and every one of us from being truly prosperous? I would then simply recommend the obvious. Give up the rat race. Quit trying to commodify happiness. Quit running in the endless circles created by the machinations of our political and economic overlords. In the face of an unflinching universe, we can only be happy through our individual effort. Anyone who has dedicated themselves to a task, putting in the blood, sweat, and tears, the painful toils that define our character and shape ourselves, knows that completion of the task, success in achieving what was set out to achieve, can be the only true source of satisfaction. Happiness is, alas, an illusion, a mindless fantasy created by the capitalist dogs who dictate our slavery to the system, and an unobtainable goal created to keep us consuming, spending, fanning the flames of avarice, and eternally lusting for what we cannot have. Instead of accepting this impossible dream and living in perpetual agony, we instead need to quit this absurd rat race and instead dedicate ourselves to our passions, pursuing those things that give us true satisfaction from achieving our goals. Should we follow through, pouring ourselves and our lives to chasing dreams, we can actually realize the impossible. Happiness, the illusion, the uncatchable, fleeting fancy will alight upon us, imparting a profound knowledge. Only through effort, pain, and toil can we gain satisfaction, and only this is the true source of any happiness. This all crystallizes to a simple, obvious point. It is our actions, our greatest expenditures of energy, and most laborious processes that define who we are. allow us real satisfaction and a taste of the forbidden fruit, real, temporal, worldly joy. As we sit here, ready to go on with our lives, nearly bursting with potential, I just want to leave everyone with one final metaphor. I mean, it is a valedictorian speech. Where would we be without a metaphor? Anyway, what I want to finish with is a brief allegory of life as a day at the beach. We're all high school students, nearly ready to go on with our lives, achieve wonders, experience miracles, and no doubt, judging by the sheer intellect of my peers, leave an indelible mark on the future of humanity. If our life is like a day at the beach, then we are all a family, having completed the long, dreary drive to arrive to where we are now, having survived this slog through high school, and we are now at the jumping off point. We're at the threshold of the rest of our lives, ready for our time in the sun, and ready to make the most of all of our gifts and abilities. I thus urge all of you to go do what you love most. Pour yourself into everything you endeavor, and everybody, have a fun day at the beach.